Reflections. The Telescope Perspective by Peter Kumans. We thought we'd humor a man who invited us to look at the moon, but he helped our family to see something we otherwise might have missed. As our family exited a museum, we saw a man standing outside who had set up a telescope. "Do you want to look at the moon?" he asked. We hesitated. We could already see the moon. It was right there in the sky. But to humor him, we agreed. As each of us took our turn, we gasped in amazement. Seen in the sky, the gentle light of the moon was beautiful, as always, but seen through the telescope, the moon was magnificent. We thanked our newfound friend and asked him for his recommendations to buy a telescope of our own. He said to look for two things. One, a sturdy base, and two, the biggest aperture possible, referring to the diameter of the lens, so that the telescope lets in a lot of light. During our drive home, we talked about his suggestions. My wife asked the children why we needed a telescope with a strong base, comparing it to the spiritual foundation of Jesus Christ in our home. We discussed ways the Savior strengthened our family. True disciples stand on a sure foundation and teach others by example. Thus saith the Lord God, "Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation." Isaiah 28, verse 16. The light captured by the telescope reminded us that the Savior is the light of the world. We decided that if we would look to Him, our perspective would change, just as our view of the moon had changed when we looked through the telescope. If we fill ourselves with the light that comes from Christ, we will see life in a true perspective. That which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Doctrine and Covenants 50, verse 24. When we take upon ourselves the name of the Savior, He becomes our foundation. As we follow Him, we see the world in a new light, His light. The author lives in Utah, USA. Read by Scott Christopher.